think the best thing that any mother could ever do for her child is be joyful even when the child is miserable. And so the miserable child, and we are exaggerating, we know, sometimes. And the mother is joyful and the child is miserable. And the child says something like, "Why are you so happy? You must not love me if you can be joyful when I'm miserable." And then you look at your child and you say, "I think of you always. I focus upon you constantly. I see the value of that which you are, and I remember clearly who you are. And every day, what goes over and over in my mind is the beauty of that which is you. And every day I practice the thoughts of the success that is behind you and that you're living now and that is coming to you. You are a great source of joy for me." And it's hard to feel abandoned under those conditions. But you got to practice those. You got to practice those feelings of well-being before they come naturally.
I've tried
before they come easily.
Virtual reality, and that brings up too much stuff.
Then get on other subjects.
Yeah, I like the idea of just, you know, focusing on the Earth and its orbit, or the sky being blue, or
and focus upon the fact that they have their individual connection. We think the bugaboo for you has been you feel like so many parents that their well-being flows through you, and it doesn't. Even when you're lined up, even when you're connected, their well-being doesn't flow through you. Their well-being flows to them, directly to them, and you're not part of the equation. You are part of the influence. You can be a catalyst to it, but it's not your responsibility.
Thank you.
Good time for a segment of refreshment. We are.